'Tis the season for peace and giving, but police remind you that it is also the time of year where thieves and scammers are planning to take a little joy from your world. As shopping and holiday planning kicks into high gear this week, shoppers are out getting last-minute items for the loved ones on their list. While this can be a stressful time for some, little things often get overlooked. Things that can help protect you and the things you have purchased. Barry Police Communications Co-Ordinator Peter Leon stresses it's vital to keep a clear head when shopping at busy malls and shopping centers. There are so many different types of vehicles out there, but if you have a car, the best place for your purchases is in your trunk. Out of sight, out of mind, said Leon. Thieves will look for the easiest way to take something, and if your purchases are exposed, there is a good chance they'll be taken. If you must leave purchases in the backseat of your car, Leon suggests using a blanket to cover them up. He reminds people to also remember the most important part of keeping your items secure. Lock your doors. We can't say it enough, said Leon. Take the time to click that key fob a few times if need be. You can't be too sure. The chances of theft don't only happen with the physical items you purchase, Leon warns. The holiday season is rich for the scammers. A lot of people use tap and go, especially now during the COVID-19 times we live in, but be very careful with that, said Leon. Maybe take a little hand sanitizer in the store with you because it is safer to put the card in and cover the keypad. Scams are an unfortunate part of the holiday season, and thieves will often target grandparents and the elderly in their elaborate, nefarious plans, said Leon. One that has reared its ugly head again is where people are defrauded out of $8,000 or $9,000 at a time by being told they have a loved one in jail, said Leon. We've had situations where people get a phone call saying their grandchild is in jail and it will cost this much to get them out. Then someone claiming to be a sheriff or bailiff shows up to the house to collect. Leon said it is very hard to get money back after it is gone, and it is often better not to answer the phone if you don't know the number. You may wonder how anyone could fall for a scam nowadays, but it happens, and it happens because scammers know how to do it well, said Leon. They know who to prey on and what scam will work. Traveling may not be high on everyone's list this Christmas with all the public health precautions in place, but if you do travel, remember that the wet bandits from Home Alone may have been thwarted, but they still scoped out the house. Make your house look lived in if you're away for an extended period of time. Lights with timers, leave a radio or TV on, and better yet, have a neighbor park in the driveway while you're away, said Leon. Again, people will try to find the easiest target, and an empty house is an easy target for thieves. With less than a week to go in the holiday season, Leon says that relaxing and being calm this week is the best advice he can give. Slow down, relax, give yourself time to do everything. It will help to clear your head and allow you to not only keep your items, but also help you enjoy what is supposed to be an enjoyable time of year, said Leon.